The draft, getting players on the team. What should you look for when creating a team? Who are the people you surround yourself with, and will they push you up, hold you to the same standards, or bring you down? Here are the questions you need to ask yourself when pulling a team together. Number one, what kind of energy do they have? At Sales Dogs, the motto is, highest energy wins. This is especially true in sales, but also on any team that interfaces with other people. What kind of energy? Engaging, inquisitive, bright, and full of possibility. A great team player never thinks or speaks in terms of can't, only in terms of how can we. You know the kind of person I'm talking about. In their own way, they light up a room with enthusiasm and confidence. I cannot stress the importance of energy enough because it permeates everything that you do. 2. Do they have a desire to win? One of Rich Dad's rules is that you must have an undying desire to win. Not that you'll win all the time, but that you are going for it. Some people just want to be liked and to be part of a team. But do they want to win? Are they willing to do what it takes? Are they willing to put in the time and energy? Where are they when the heat is on? Number 3. Are they willing to let somebody else win? Being on a team means that you put aside your desire for immediate personal gain and that you are willing to support others. That means you don't always get to be the star. You have to be okay with sitting on the bench if that's what's best for the team. If someone has a better idea, be willing to listen with an open mind and keep quiet until they complete their thoughts. People who want to know about their salary before they find out the mission are highly suspect. 4. Are they personally responsible? Another necessary quality for anyone who wants to join a team is the willingness to take responsibility, not blaming others, but owning up to mistakes. In your interview, ask any candidate about the biggest mistakes he or she ever made. What went wrong? Were there circumstances beyond their control? What did this person learn from that experience? Listen very carefully to their answers. You don't want someone on your team who can't take responsibility or who points fingers at others. That breeds distrust and will destroy your team. You want someone who will say, "I learned something from that," or "next time I would do this." Number 5. Are they willing to submit to the code? Anyone looking to join your team must understand the current code of honor. Once it's explained, he or she can do one of 3 things. Agree with it, disagree with it, in which case this person is a wrong fit for the team, ask questions to clarify. Using my example of the trucking company's code, new candidates would sometimes ask whether they would receive more money for helping the night crew. Our staff would smile and say no, and would gently tell them that our outfit was probably not a good fit for them. It doesn't mean they were bad people, but they just wouldn't fit in a culture that defines never abandon a teammate in need the way we defined it. 6. Do they have unique talent or ability? Ideally, each person on the team should be there because of the unique abilities and talents that they bring to their positions. Accountants do not need to be artists or copywriters. Salespeople do not need to be technicians. When putting your team together or rearranging an existing one, make sure that you get the best people doing what they do best. Shaquille O'Neal is 7 foot tall and 350 pounds. He is a great center. He would make a terrible jockey. Get my point? In the end, who is on the team is determined by the standards that you set and the code that you're willing to live by. Once you make clear who you are, what your standards are, and what is acceptable and what is not, you will have a lineup of people who want to play that way. You may also have some fallout from those who don't want to play that way in the beginning. And that's okay.